You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Medicine for Your Spirit with Raylene Byrne.
Raylene Byrne.
Live from RayleneByrne.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Medicine for Your Spirit
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, namaste, everybody. Raylene Byrne, Medicine for Your Spirit. Down here in Australia, we are just coming to the end of 2 weeks of school holidays. So it's been a very hectic time in my family and in my home as I have my young grandchildren most of the school holidays. I'd just like to share a really beautiful story. Yesterday I had my kids, my grandkids, and we went to a little island not far from where I am on the water. And we're all in the mangroves, climbing around, having fun. And they found this injured rainbow lorikeet. Beautiful birds. Google it. And the two 10-year-old cousins. So they were determined to rescue it. So I stood back and went, I'm here to support you if you need it, but I'm going to let you work it out for yourselves. And they did. They were very patient, very loving, very caring, and they didn't want to upset the bird any more than what it was. And they had a lot of persistence, gentle persistence, and they finally got this bird. And then they put it in its little their little hat, with a little cloth, and they both carried it all the way back to my house because we walked there. Both of them, their four hands on this cap. And then we went straight to the vet to leave the bird there. And when we got there, I said to them, listen, I'm not coming in with you. You guys started this journey. I trust that you can do this. So they walked into the vet by themselves to deliver this bird into the caring hands. And when they came out, their whole energy fields were expansive and light. And they just felt so, you could see, so confident. And also, they did something that they followed their heart journey on it. But they also knew that they were trusted enough to follow through. So they're very happy because the bird is fine. It just had a bit of an injured wing, a bruised wing or whatever. And it's been sent to the Australia Zoo, if you've heard of that. It's a beautiful place here on the Sunshine Coast in Australia. So, it was just, you have these moments, and watching kids with nature reminds us of basically as adults, how separated we've become from it. So, just in the next week or so, just have a think in your own life around how can you reconnect to nature a little bit more? How can you start listening to the sounds of the natural world and how it fills us and balances us and grounds us and heals us, and spend time in it? It does something to you. It really does. And children keep showing us this all the time. So sometimes go into nature, be as the child, be as the child, wonder, awe, joy, happiness, and interact and connect with it. You just might find there's some beautiful heart-opening moments for you. So I have a caller from Ontario. I think the name is German.
How are you?
I'm great. Yes,
thank you.
What can I do to help, support, offer guidance? What do you need from me today?
Well, I would like a general reading, I worry about love and money, right? I work too much and I haven't got this goal I got. I need to get a house, but I work and nothing comes up. The same with love. I don't know if you can give me any clue about it or what you see in my
We'll reading. Have a look at this.
Yeah.
We'll have a look at it for you. So first of all, the first thing I want to say is, I know it's probably going to be hard to hear, but it's a reality check and it's a mindful check. If we're trying to have something in our life and we're coming from a place of lack or desperation, then the intentions and what we're doing are never going to fulfill that desire of what we want. We've got to go in. into ourselves and start working on understanding, first of all, that we have the abundance. We have the ability to have the abundance and be in that flow, and also look at our mindset around what are the blocks or what are the beliefs or conditions or habits that are getting in the way of us having or creating the life that we really want. Because universe, consciousness, source, God, whatever you believe in, wants us as souls to have what we need to experience for our growth. And if we keep as humans getting in the way through our ego and our beliefs, we're never going to get it. So the first thing I would look at is look at your intentions or your motivations behind why you're doing it. Yes, you want to get a house. So that would be for security probably, or stability. So how can I feel secure and stable while I'm still working towards getting a house? It's try and start feeling what you want to feel, having what you think you want, if you understand what I'm saying. It's a very short thing I can do here for you, but it's for such a big subject. But I'm going to pull a couple of cards for you. So we're calling in some information for German from Ontario around increasing his ability to receive and focusing on creation. That's what I'm hearing to say. So let's see what's here for you. First one here for you is you've got to find some balance. You've got to find, you know, if you're working way too much and you don't have much of anything else going on in your life, you're out of balance. And again, as I said, we've got to start looking at why am I doing what I'm doing? What is the I need to have this. I need to have this in order for my life to be good or happy or, you know, full. That life, that way of thinking has changed. What we need to be doing now is going, I know how I want to feel, so I'm going to start cultivating those feelings now. So this balance here is bringing your heart and your mind into congruence. What I'm thinking and what I'm feeling have to be the same thing. I'm thinking I want to make money, but I'm feeling I never will is never going to work. So this is about bringing your mind and your heart into congruence. And it's also looking at the bigger picture and then bringing things into action. That's your first thing. So you're definitely out of balance. So it's finding balance or harmony within yourself. The next little bit of information for you, you've got to have playtime. I'm hearing very loudly, you've got to have a little bit more playtime. Playtime opens our heart and it lifts our vibration. So the next bit of information, German here is shadow. Okay. This is your shadow energy. So this means you've got to start looking at yourself. What parts of you are you not honoring? Our shadow is, very simply, our shadow is just the aspects of ourself where the light doesn't shine greatly. So it could be negative thoughts. It could be negative habits. It could be, you know, anything really. So sometimes our shadow is a beautiful reminder of what we need to learn, what we need to work through, what we need to love even more. We spend so much time pushing parts of ourselves away that we don't particularly like. When the shadow energy comes up, it's saying, have a look at those parts because there could be some very good strengths there. And you're not going to waste energy pushing things away. You're going to actually start pulling it in and seeing how it can benefit you in the now. So that's another thing. So you obviously, when I look at this for you, you've got some old thoughts or heavier energy around you that's sort of getting in the way of progress. It's like the what's the saying? Three steps forward and two steps back. That's what it feels like you're doing because you're really out of whack with or out of balance with in your life. So, and the last one here for you, the outcome one is, I love this. This is devotion. This is the energy of creation. Devotion is reverence. It is intention. It is mindfulness, it is open-heartedness, it is really looking at setting a powerful, clear map. And I'm going to put it this way, looking at how you want to feel, this is the map for you, look at how you want to feel having the house that you want to live in, having a life that's filled with love, because it's not just about doing, doing, doing. We have to learn to receive as well. In our world, most of us get fixed on what we need to do to get ahead. Consciousness or the wisdom of the universe is around us going, I can help you. Ask me. There are other ways. So there's a whole story around whether you go through life like a torchlight or whether you go through life like a flame. A torchlight has one direction only of light. A flame has a radiance around it. The flame is the feeling. So you need to start looking at how do you want to feel having the life that you're dreaming, intending, envisioning for yourself. What would all of that feel like? When I know how I want to feel, then I become the point of attraction. Then I become a magnetic force of creation. And then everything I do is supported by a bigger source, a bigger energy that helps me get to what I want. So at the moment, I feel this devotion for you is setting powerful intentions, knowing how you want to feel, and also having some playtime, having some fun, being lighthearted. And also, as I said at the start, looking for some balance. The other thing that came up just before I pulled another card was surrender low self-esteem. This is self-worth, your self-value, direction, purpose. Surrender it. So a really beautiful thing you could be saying for yourself each day is, today I value myself and all that I am. Because having a house and having love does not fill your sense of value. When you have a greater sense of yourself, more of those things start to come to you with ease. Because you are the one, you are the flame, you become that flame and things come to you. So there is definitely something here I'm feeling in your solar plexus around your identity and having things in life because it makes you look successful or it'll make you feel successful. Think about waking up every morning. Every morning we wake up, we are successful. We've woken up. We're in a life, in a world that is a playground for us. Everything we want is there. It's available to us. If we can hold our intent, keep our heart open, align, attune, know how we want to feel. It's all there. It's a playground. So for you, okay. It is starting to feel better. It is starting to feel better about yourself. Work on your solar plexus, confidence, value. And that opens up your direction and your purpose in a much more profound way. You will never be filled by anything outside of you. But when you fill yourself from the inside, everything that you want will start coming into your world. And that's all I want to say. Same. I hope that was helpful.
All right.
Thank you, German. Good luck with that. So I hope that might have been a message for others as well, because it feels like there's a lot going on. I did pull a card earlier on for everyone. It's gone now. It was about discernment. In the next week, play in nature, look at nature and be discerning. There's a lot of rubbish in the news, a lot of rubbish going around. Be discerning. So that's a big warm heart and soul hug from me for this week from Raylene Byrne, Medicine for Your Spirit.